Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in here. You're listening to Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited, even more so today. If you hear me panting, it's because I basically ran in. I tell you what, traffic out there was a hoot on my side of town. And there's going to there is a connection to that, to today's topic. How do we get productive? How do we manage that time effectively? Whew, and boy, howdy, there by the grace of somebody upstairs, I got here on time to host this show. I'm glad you're dialed in and listening in here today to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, every week I start this out this way. I need you out there. Look, Facebook followers, I love you. I appreciate you, but I need like 7 more. Give me the milestone. Get out there. Hop on out. Trying to get that and crank that up so I can compare, see where we stand, get some statistics, but also more importantly, share the power that is the Unleashed Radio Hour so that I can talk about our great guests from the past and even the present and who we're going to be rocking and rolling with here today shortly. Again, hop out on Facebook, or hey, you can go to all things Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that is unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, we got a great guest. We got a great topic today. So here's what I want to do, and I want to put this up on a tee for you. Anyone out there, raise your hand. Well, if you're driving, don't raise your hand. Hey, but if you feel overworked and overwhelmed, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get another?
Another.
Hey, that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back. How can you go from overworked and overwhelmed to productive? That's what it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with our guest, Kevin. We got him online here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you, or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. Again, that's 800-958-5304. Not available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
We're back. I'm a little bit more relaxed. Relaxed because I actually made it. I had concerns. I actually called in studio and said, look, man, I tell you what, I was at a screeching halt for a long time, that I did not anticipate. And I was absolutely feeling a little bit overwhelmed this morning by the traffic, things that I could not control and getting here to you. But I'm excited that I made it loud and proud. You're dialed into this is the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, and we wouldn't be dialed in every week here on Business 1110 KTEK if it wasn't for the help and the support of our wonderful partners. I want to always give credit out to Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress, good friend and colleague. Hey, if it wasn't for his support, wasn't for the support of Hilton Furniture and Mattress, we wouldn't be here on the air. We wouldn't be able to rock and roll. We wouldn't be able to take care of business and bringing valuable information and resources to you to help you unlock and unleash your career and your business. And that's a fact, Jack. His famous tagline. So, hey, you know, if you're trying to get productive, we're going to talk about tips today, but one key to productivity is making sure you get your appropriate amount of sleep and rest. So if you need a new mattress, if you need to get an upgrade, if it's time to replace that old mattress, then head out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, whether it is a Tempur-Pedic. Hey, they've got a mattress to fit your needs. They also have financing plans to fit your needs. So if you've got no credit, good credit, bad credit, they've got a plan for you. Everybody's approved, and hey, letting them have it is the name of the game out at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You can learn more by going to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Again, that's HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. You can also give them a telephone call at 713-910-5977. That's 713-910-FACT. And they're located just south of the Alameda Mall on the Gulf Freeway. And make sure you head on out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress and get your replacement mattress, get you a new mattress, and get a great sleep tonight. All right, we're moving along. We're taking care of business. We're rocking and rolling here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, in case some of you are tracking and moving along, we've passed. I feel like we've given birth. What do I mean by that? Is we've made it past the 9-month mark. All right, we're rocking and rolling here into the month of October. If you were dialed in a couple weeks ago, something that I'm very proud of is we had an opportunity to recognize our first ever community star organization that's making a difference out there in the greater Houston area in the community. Again, you can go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Again, UnleashedRadioHour.com. Click on that Community Star Award to learn all about the Positive Coaching Alliance and the difference that they're making in youth athletics to help build better athletes to have better people. So what we're talking and we're dialing in today, I'm going to get here. I've got our guest online. He's already dialed in remote. We've got Kevin Cruz, who is with us today. Kevin, we got you on the airwaves.
Good morning, Ron. I'm excited to be here and glad you got in this morning to the studio.
Hey, you've been listening. Hey, you weren't the only one, brother, because I was, hey, thank goodness for technology. I'm looking down at my Google Maps that says, oh, my goodness, I better get the pedal to the metal and pray to the dear Lord there's no cops in between point A and point B. That was a slowdown in my day that I did not plan for. Now, before I get to you, Kevin, here, let me give you a proper introduction so that folks know who I'm talking to. Kevin Cruz is a New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 startup founder, and his newest book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, which is going to be about what we're talking about today, is based on groundbreaking research into the habits of Olympic athletes, straight-A students, over 200 entrepreneurs, and 7 billionaires. Now, you got to be careful here because you got to know your audience, right, Kevin? I'm in Houston, and in case you're not familiar with the great state of Texas, because you're calling in from what part of the country?
I'm calling from the Northeast Philadelphia area.
Okay, so the city of brotherly love, right?
That's right.
Well, there's no brotherly love between H-Town and Dallas. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So we'll talk about Mr. Cuban later as we get going. But, you know, hey, I don't know if you know this. If you had a chance, I'm going to put you on the spot. I've actually been signed up and subscribe to your e-newsletters that come out on a regular basis for quite some time. So thank you for all the work that you do, not only in the area of time management, but you also do a lot on the engagement area of employee engagement. And thank you for your work and contributions to helping people out there.
No problem, Ron. I appreciate you reading along. Yeah, I think the not enough of us are fully engaged and passionate about our work. You can hear your passion coming through right now, but not too many people can say that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that feedback, but and I'm dialed in with you. That's why I follow along, because I believe in that engagement piece. And part of that is, you ready for this? Here comes the segue. This is known as a radio segue, ladies and gentlemen. Part of the piece is we got to get good about what we do and how we become productive. And that really is a big essence of what led you to write your book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. So hang on. Why? Why jump into this arena? Because it's one of those things that people, like, either they kind of manage it or they don't, right?
Well, Ron, and you're being really polite since I'm your guest. I mean, most people just say, why in the world do we need another book on time management?
I know all too well why, brother. That's why I'm with you. I'm dancing.
Well, and the reality is, Ron, I mean, this was a passion project for mine because, you know, I was in that place many years ago when I was young and dumb where I thought, you know, the secret to success was just working harder, working longer, being down with the hustle. There's more things to do, so you start skipping meals. There's still more things to do, so you start skipping sleep. And this is embarrassing to admit, but when I hit my low, I was so out of it that I'm driving to work at 5:30 in the morning, half asleep still. I see those lights go off in the rearview mirror, and I get pulled over by a state trooper.
Uh-oh.
He leans down into my window and says, do you even know why I pulled you over? I said, I guess I was speeding. He says, you guess you were speeding? He says, I was doing 65 in the slow lane. You pulled up, rode my bumper, swung to the left, passed me, and kept on going.
Now,
I didn't even see him, Ron. I didn't even see him until his lights were in my mirror. I mean, I was so out of, you know, thinking about my to-do list, stressed out, half asleep, not present. And that was really embarrassing and a little dangerous. Luckily, I got nothing more than a ticket from that encounter. You could have done worse than that.
Right.
But years later, I mean, my early companies failed. And, you know, how could they not when I'm just so out of my own mind? finally, I get one business to about $1 million a year in sales, but I'm still working 100 hours a week. I finally, you know, I was young and dumb, but I can learn. I started hooking up with some mentors who started teaching me some productivity habits, how to get so much more done, get some balance in your life. A few years later, I'm doing $12 million a year in business, working less than 40 hours a week.
And, you know, I'm going to put a pause button on you there because I guarantee you people out there, see, and like you, I'm an entrepreneur right now. I'm a solopreneur because I'm doing it all myself, like you know how that is, right?
Absolutely.
And that's a part of, hey, that's a part of this mission here with the Unleashed Radio Hours to get the word out to help people, you know. But part of that key that you hit that is oh so critical that people probably don't comprehend. How can I get more by doing less? And that really is that productivity shift that you're talking about, that there's no problem with working hard, right? There's no problem. But if you're not putting your energy in the right angles, then how are you going to get the results that you truly desire?
Yeah, that's right. And, Ron, I'm not saying, like, the goal of the book is not, hey, only work 30 hours a week or anything. You know, people, if you love what you're doing, if you want to put more hours in, that's fine. It's all, you know, in your definition. But if you're going to work 40, 50, or even 100 hours, why not get the most out of them? And why don't you do it in a way that doesn't give you that feeling of stress and overwhelm? Because so many of us, you know, it's kind of that entrepreneurial yo-yo where, you know, if we're working late in the office or in our home office, we're feeling guilty that we're not with the significant other or our kids. And yet if we're playing, you know, with our kids all day, we're stressed out that we're not making progress on the to-do list. You know, it's that stress or guilt yo-yo. And I think, you know, it's everyone can decide what their values are, where they want to invest their time. But let's make sure we're getting the most out of them and doing it in a way that feels, you know, energizing, not draining.
Now, and you know what? I wrote it down. The stress and the guilt yo-yo. I live it daily, brother. I live it daily. It's choosing daily where that time and that energy gets put into play. So you've got many of people that have given you advice in your research that you've gone on this process. I'm going to open it up so we can put him behind us. I'm being joking here because we're in Houston. We really, you know, there's this love-hate relationship, more hate than love. And I don't mean that as an attack, but it's like, you know, hey, Houston Rockets, Dallas Mavericks,
right.
You know, we got that interstate rivalry going here. You know, you had an opportunity to interview and to learn from Mark Cuban. What was some of the advice? Hey, nobody will question his success level, right?
Yeah, well, and we definitely didn't talk about the Mavs, that's for sure. Well, it's interesting what Mark Cuban said, and I'll quote him in a second here, but you know, I had a chance to interview 7 different billionaires, and Ron, I just asked an open-ended question to all of these ultra-productive, successful people. I just said, hey, what is your number one piece of advice for productivity or time management? So they could go in any direction they wanted. I wasn't guiding them. Now, 3 of the 7 billionaires all talked about the evils of meetings. And Mark Cuban, in his typical, you know, snarky style, said, never do meetings unless someone is writing you a check.
Wow, so, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, now I'm assuming, you know, he'll have internal meetings with his team members and stuff like that. But I think what he's getting at is, and it came up in the survey research, is we all, you know, whether you're a solopreneur, a billionaire, a corporate executive, we get overscheduled in meetings, internal meetings, committee meetings, let me pick your brain, cup of coffee meetings. And, you know, Mark's advice is, you know, those are debt. Those are killing your schedule, killing your time. Don't take them unless there's money involved. And this was echoed by one of the co-founders of Facebook, and his company is now called Asana. His name is Dustin Moskovitz, another billionaire. And it's to the point where they have implemented at Facebook and his new company, it's called No Meeting Wednesdays. And he said, listen, you know, it's gotten to be such a problem with everybody scheduling meetings and, you know, wasting time. There's at least one day a week where we make stuff, we do stuff, we focus on our key priorities, but we don't huddle around a table and do any meetings.
You're not in the meeting to plan the meeting, right?
Exactly right. And, you know, one of the co-founders of Airbnb, similar thing. He said, listen, you know, I try to leave my mornings free of meetings so that he can get, quote-unquote, real work done. And then, you know, once the meetings start, it's less easy to get really good brain work going. So, you know, that was really one of the big themes from the billionaires. You know, I just kept asking them, hey, if you could give people one piece of advice, if you could talk to entrepreneurs or small business owners, what would it be? And meetings, getting out of them, or if you have to have them, ways to do them in less time, doing stand-up huddles instead of sit-down meetings, you know, changing the default setting on your calendar down to 15 minutes instead of 30 or an hour, which is probably where it's set at now. You know, there's all these little tricks for either getting out of the meetings, or if you have to have them, dial them back so you're not spending as much time in them.
Yeah, and Kevin, we want to definitely get to those tricks and those tips that we can share with our listeners out there today. We're coming up on a break right now here, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kevin, it's all great and dandy to talk to the billionaires, and I was thinking about this. They ain't got to worry about the money because they got it. What about the little people trying to make things work? So think about that. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the music. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110. KTEK.
Hi, this is Sam Malone. We are thrilled to welcome a brand new smiling face to the show, Wonderful Windows and Siding. Their website, wonderfulwindowsandsiding.com. The owner, Philip LaGraff, and I have been friends for years. I'm like, Philip, give me a special to pass along to the listeners. He said, how about 10 energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows for $39.95? $39.95 for 10 energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. I'm like, that is a deal. So call Philip McGrath, and don't call him at the office. Call his cell phone. He's the owner of the company. Call his cell right now, 832-541-5367. 832-541-5367. It's Wonderful Windows and Siding. The website, wonderfulwindowsandsiding.com. You'll be able to lower your energy bills, improve the look and value of your home, and you get Philip McGrath's cell phone number, 832-541-5367. Wonderful Windows and Siding.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, opportunity.
Yeah, we always like the fact that you've taken the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to dial in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. The Unleashed Radio Hour is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you can learn more by visiting motivationaltransitions.com. Hey, if you're not out there following along on Facebook, get on it. I'm going to find you. I know where you are. I have a particular set of skills developed over a very long career. Hey, I need to jump in. I got a couple more people that are following along. That just helps me spread the word, spread the love of all the things good that we're trying to do here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We've got our guest with us today. I've got Kevin Cruz, who is with us. He's up in around the city of brotherly love up in Philly. We won't talk any football today. We'll just keep moving along because, you know, productivity and outcomes aren't so hot here in H-Town right now. I'm just going to call it the Hard Knocks curse, but that's another story for another day. Yes, I'm a sports guy. But, Kevin, we went to break. We were talking about, you know, the billionaires that have given you tips. Just to give you a dial in, we've got a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to this show, a lot of people who are out there trying to build that better life for themselves and their family and in their community. You know, what are some of those other notable people that you talked to and advice that they shared? Because like I said, we went to break. I look at Mark Cuban. What does Mark Cuban have to worry about? I mean, the dude's loaded with financial stability from now until the cows come home. Right? I mean, I like my Texas reference here.
Yeah,
and,
I like that.
And my point being is, you know, what about everybody else that's out there that's trying to make that? It's not as easy as it may seem.
Well, Ron, you know, you're right. I mean, for most of us out there, and, you know, I interviewed over 200 entrepreneurs, and most of them are solopreneurs, small business owners. I myself, like you, I'm a solopreneur. I'm a single dad with three kids. You know, I've got all these things whirling around, which does make it more challenging. But there were still a lot of consistent things that came out of it. And, you know, one of the first things I discovered in all these groups, which was a surprise to me, is that most of these ultra-productive people, they do not use to-do lists. And that was a big aha because, you know, when we're running around all frazzled and frustrated and exhausted, it really, we've kind of been lied to. It's not our fault because we've been taught in most of these time management programs that the to-do list is the answer. You know, you write all this stuff down and you prioritize it and things. You know, to-do lists, that was an idea invented by a guy named Ivy Lee. He was teaching Charles Schwab over 100 years ago how to make his executives at U.S. Steel more productive. And it sounds quaint because the advice was, you know, tell them all to write six things down on a piece of paper, stick it in their pocket, and they work on item number one, then they go to item number two, down the list, until it's time to go home, and then they can go home. Well, this day and age, you know, back then, to-do lists worked because there were a lot more employees, a lot more middle managers. Everybody had their own secretary, and they were, you know, called secretaries back then. You know, and to-do lists can work for people who don't have a lot of time demands or very, you know, high aspirations. We're talking about how do you get to that top 10%, top 1% productivity? How do you get exponential gains? And so if it's not the to-do list, you know, what is it? It's basically ultra-productive people are working and living from their calendar instead of a to-do list. And it seems like a small shift, but it can be profound because so many people only use their calendar for meetings with other people or phone calls. And the idea is, look, if you want to get it done, it goes on your calendar. And most of the solopreneurs I interviewed, I mean, it's down to, hey, if I'm going to get a haircut once a month, I'm going to put a recurring appointment on the last Friday of every month, 30 minutes, go out and get a haircut. If I'm going to check my email, I'm going to do it three times a day, and I'm going to put it on my calendar. If I want to have time to just think creatively, strategically, or take a break, it's on my calendar. And they say, you know, we really can see our values by looking at our checkbooks and our calendars. And that's really the idea is if it's important to you, you schedule it so that you know when you're going to do it and how much time you're going to allocate to it. So that's one of the key things that really all of these people, including the small business folks, taught me.
Well, and one of the things that to dial in there with you too, Kevin, and I've done the time management classes. I've taught them. I've worked with trying to help people be more productive and effective in what they do. And one of the things that to me has always resonated, and you mentioned a very powerful word earlier, and that's called values, right? Is you can tell what's important to people by where they spend their time.
Absolutely, and it needs to start there, right? I mean, and again, no judgment. Some people, maybe their only value is work. Others, maybe their only value is family and friends and having fun. But we need to get clear on that and make sure that we're scheduling time for those things that truly are important.
Which goes right back to your calendar. Look, we're dancing well, ladies and gentlemen, here. Hey, we've got to cut and go to another break here. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk some more tips, some more strategies from how you can go from being overworked and overwhelmed to increasing productivity in your life with author, best-selling author, Kevin Cruz, who's dialed in with us here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Unleashed Radio Hour. His book that just came out, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. And we'll learn more right after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-931-3210.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-931-3210. 1-800-931-3210. That's 1-800-931-3210.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're dialed in to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We have with us Kevin Cruz, who is on, who is a New York Times best-selling author who recently just came out with his newest book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, and the research that he's done. Kevin, you know, when we left that break, we were talking about, hey, we need to stop using the to-do list, start moving it to the calendars. You know, what was some of the, and one of those things that I've got that I know is, you know, there was some research that was done in a Harvard experiment that saved people 8 hours each week. What was that?
Yeah, I was so skeptical, Ron, when I heard that. I mean, how could this be true that there's a way to save 8 hours of work every week?
That's a whole work day.
It's crazy. So Harvard Business Review reported on this study where the researchers went into several different companies and they taught the employees basically to look at their calendar every day or for the week and ask three questions around what they called drop, delegate, and redesign. So for drop, they were taught to ask, you know, how valuable is this task? What would happen if I just dropped it completely? Then, if they couldn't drop it, they would ask for the delegate, you know, am I the only person who can do this? Who else might be able to do this? Maybe I could delegate it to them. And the redesign question was training them to ask, okay, how can I get the same outcome achieved but in less time? Is there some way I could redesign it? Or let's pretend I had half the amount of time allocated. What would I do to try to get the same results? So just by pausing, looking at our daily calendar, weekly calendar, I'm sure some people out there still have to-do lists, and asking those three questions, drop, delegate, redesign, they were able to save, on average, 6 hours of desk work and 2 hours of meeting time for 8 hours every single week. Pretty mind-blowing.
Well, and it is, but it also goes back to making things a little bit more simplistic. Because when you talk about drop, delegate, redesign, I wrote next to those as you were talking about them, what, who, and how.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, absolutely. What, who, and how. That's great.
You know, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think sometimes, I've probably been guilty of this as well, making things more difficult than they have to be.
Yeah, and I think this, and a lot of this stuff reverts all the way back to what we discussed in the earlier segment about our values. You know, people tend to try to do everything or say yes too often. When we really think about what is our most important task, our MIT, all of a sudden we realize, you know what, I can drop that thing. It has nothing to do with my MIT. Or let someone else handle it. It might not be done as well as I could do it, but it's going to be good enough, and I can get back to focusing on my MIT. So let's not overcomplicate it. Let's not overschedule things. And all of a sudden, it frees up more time.
No, absolutely. And I even put it out in the promo at this point in time when I wrote it. Kevin, is I've noticed and I've used this in a lot of sessions that I've done, whether it's goal setting or visioning or just helping people become more effective in what they do and get dialed in. You know, that the sad part is where we are with technology, ease of access. I mean, I about ran over somebody on the way here. And when I did pass this person, trying to obey all posted speed limits, you know, she's looking down at her phone while she's driving. You know, and my point in that is, and we're about to go to another break here, is we're at this point where we feel, and society has placed upon us, this belief that we have to do all, be all, for all.
Yeah, technology is an enabler, but it also can be a real bad taskmaster, at least, so we got to be careful of that.
Major barriers can get put up by technology as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. Hey, we've got some more tips that we're going to share. Kevin, we want to talk about some of the most surprising things that you discovered from your research, and we've got some time to give, again, some of those tips to help you move from overworked and overwhelmed too productive. Hey, we're going to get our dance on. We're going to get our groove on. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio out here on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. No, you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving along. We're rocking and rolling here today. We're talking about how we as individuals and, hey, as managers, as leaders, those who are responsible and have an account for helping others be more productive, how do we go from overworked and overwhelmed to being more productive in what we do day in and day out? So we have with us today Kevin Cruz, who is a New York Times bestselling author, Inc. 500 startup founder, who his newest book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. Kevin, first of all, before we get any further, where can folks get a hold of your book?
Oh, I appreciate that, Ron. If they just go to the website, www.15timesecrets.com, 15timesecrets.com, there's full information there, and of course it's available, you know, online on Amazon, bookstores, anywhere they want to look for it.
Outstanding, outstanding. Hey, they can also learn more about you at kevincruse.com, and that's Kevin, K-R-U-S-E.com. All your social media links are up there, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, your RSS feeds. Brother, I got the site right up in front of me. I know all the icons. They're all there.
That's great.
Hey, and you also have your blog. You also have your e-newsletter that goes out, correct?
Yeah, I try to get that out every week, Ron. I appreciate you being a subscriber.
Yeah, amen, amen. Hey, I know how it works, brother. You got to get – hey, I almost feel like I need to take a step back in time. Do the hustle. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right?
That's hey, right.
Because that's right. Hey, when you're in it on your own, which ties us back into, you know, you got to do it and no one else is going to, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, that is a difference between the solopreneurs and the multimillionaires and the billionaires. There's fewer hands to do it. But, you know, I think, again, that is a mindset thing. I mean, Tony Robbins once said in an interview that he started outsourcing things when he was still 17 years old, 18 years old, and he had no money, but he said, you know what, I started with a couple hours a week, so I didn't have to be the guy to go get my dry cleaning every week. Then I added more hours and more hours. And even if you can't even afford, you know, hiring someone an hour or two a week, we can time swap. You know, maybe you're a stay-at-home parent, but you need a few hours of time to work on your side project or business. You could always, you know, swap watching kids with the neighbor and back and forth. So it's a mindset thing. We've got to find ways to leverage our time and spend more time on our key activities and then outsource, hire, or time swap with some other folks that can help us out.
Hey, and that kind of goes back to your Harvard research of drop, delegate, and redesign. You know, the what, the who, and the how. And again, one of the things I do know is we need to do a little bit of time in the planning process to assess where we're at. Otherwise, like I like to say, hey, if you don't manage your time, if you don't have the plan, you get what you plan for, right?
That's exactly right.
So speaking of that, you know, one of the things that you've got here is, you know, there was what was the most surprising thing? You've done all this research, you know, over 200 entrepreneurs, Olympic athletes, straight A students, 7 billionaires. What was the most surprising thing that you learned?
Yeah, you know, I think that the to-do list was certainly one of them, but another close one, and again, Ron, I'm just asking people, open-ended question, give me your best piece of advice, don't hold back. And something that completely shocked me, a very large number of these ultra-productive people, they answered by saying, it's what I do first thing in the morning. It's the rituals I have in the first 30 minutes or 60 minutes of my day. Now, you know, I have some rituals too. I just thought I was kind of weird about that. But what their point was is, look, we can't make more time. We all have 1,440 minutes a day. And in fact, you know, they are all very aware that time's our most valuable asset. You know, we can lose money. We can lose all our money, but we can make some more money back again. We can lose our health and get sick, but we can get healthy again. And, Ron, it sounds cold, but, you know, I could lose you as my best friend, and I might have a new best friend a year from now. Time.
Man, I already made it up to BFF status. All right.
Absolutely. But, man, time, once it's gone, we never get it back. And so they're saying that what they do first thing in the morning, and everybody's routines were a little different, but I heard it from Scott Adams, who's the cartoonist from that writes Dilbert, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tim Ferriss. They've all got these morning rituals, you know, their hour of power. And usually these guys are getting up pretty early, 5 o'clock, which is a little earlier than I would like, but 6 o'clock the latest. They're making sure they're eating. They're not skipping that breakfast meal. Lots of them are doing, you know, some sort of smoothie, green shake or something like that, water. And they're not necessarily doing intensive exercise in the morning, but a lot of them talked about stretching or going for a walk around the block or hopping on the treadmill for 10 minutes, just something to kind of get the blood flowing and the oxygen going into the brain. And most of these people were doing, it's hard to describe. I mean, for some, it was reading either an inspirational text or a spiritual text. Others would journal and recommit to their goals and their vision and their mission. And other people would meditate. But I really didn't expect. I thought people would talk about, you know, special software apps or to-do list tricks or something. A lot of people said, Kevin, I am so productive because I am setting myself up for success. It's all about energy. So if you increase your energy and can sustain it, you're going to be more productive, more creative. Your focus is going to be better. And so whatever you're working on, you're going to be more effective at it, more productive in it, as long as you've set your mind and body up for success.
Well, and it's the first step of the day, right?
That's so absolutely right.
It's gaining. And if I may be so bold, it's starting out with a step that gets some momentum to maintain and sustain throughout the rest of your day.
Yeah, it's that thing that it's becoming a habit. You know, stacking habit on top of habit so that it becomes a ritual, and they don't even think about it anymore. You know, they just go from flicking that coffee pot on to drinking their water or shake to doing their 10 to 15 minutes. It's just a pattern that they repeat. And then they feel like they've won the day when they've only been awake, you know, for an hour.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's that fresh start, you know, and then that allows your mind to be more creative and things other down the road. Now, you know, a couple things that you have on here, too. You know, there were some other unique productivity habits that you learned from folks, you know, and you've got, of course, your 15 tips. So what do you think is some of the most useful information you'd love to share about, you know, what can people do? Obviously, hey, have that hour of power first thing in the morning to develop that habit. What are some of the other tips that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, here's one that almost everybody can benefit from. You know, other than meetings, the big complaint people have about time is email. You know, I'm drowning in emails. I don't have time because of all the emails.
I'll give you an amen on that one, brother.
We could all relate. These ultra-productive people, I heard it in their words. Like, they don't say, oh, I'm checking email or I check email. They process email. And they're not, you know, what I learned from them is if you want to break free from email, and first of all, you got to realize for a lot of people, email is like a little break. It's almost like pulling that, you know, mental slot machine. You know, am I going to get a joke? Am I going to get something funny? You know, what's showing up in my email? We need to realize that email, I mean, it's a pretty poor form of communication, so we need to schedule chunks of time. Most people are checking it once or twice a day. I like to check mine 3 times a day, morning, noon, at night, so I can go to sleep knowing everything's taken care of. It's also unenrolling from all those crazy email newsletters. And I know you and I got some good ones, Ron, so we can keep those.
Yeah,
but
yep.
If you go to the website unroll.me and put your email in there, it will show you all the newsletters that you subscribe to, and you'll probably be shocked at how many old ones are still coming in. And you can either just unsubscribe or tell it to just put them all in one digest so that you can just read them on the weekends or another time, so it's not just bombarding you with emails all day. And, you know, another tip on the email is to make it almost like a game. So if it's scheduled, you know that there's only a certain amount of time. Like for me, I've got a system I call 3-2-1-0. So I check email 3 times a day. Each time I set a little timer in my clock, say, I'm only going to do this for 21 minutes, because if I don't time myself, I'm going to get lost in my emails. And my goal is to process as many as I can. And it's kind of like that Harvard experiment. I open an email and I'm like, can I delete it? If I can't delete it, can I delegate it? If I can't delegate it, can I do it right now? Like, okay, it's a quick answer, boom, I'll reply. But if it's not one of those 3 things, then I calendar it, I defer it. So it's called the 4 Ds of email. And most people don't know that you can usually just drag your email over to your calendar and make an appointment out of it. So it's like, okay, this is an email that's going to take me 20 minutes to write up a response. I'm going to schedule that for tomorrow. I'm going to schedule that for next week. So, I mean, that's another thing. These ultra-productive people, they're not letting email master them. They're shutting it down, shutting off notifications, jumping in, and they're the boss. I mean, they're gonna delete it, defer it, delegate it, or just get it done right there in the minute.
No, and that's, I tell you what, you know, and that's, you're right. There's so much. We used to get the whole junk mail, right? Just in the mailbox. It would stuff
right.
our mailbox. Well, guess what? Now someone, and I'm so protective of my email, there's certain email addresses I will not use. Matter of fact, I got a dummy one that I use. so that when it comes, I have to subscribe for something. If I really want it, then I'll use that email. If it's something I want to kind of see, because you know as well as I do, there's hook and bait and all of that in some regards.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And next thing you know, man, you're getting flooded.
Yeah, and Ron, I'm the same way. I have a second email, a Gmail address that I just use for email newsletters. That way, you know, the primary one stays pure, and then if I do want a break or I've scheduled some fun time, I'll switch to that other email address and I'll see what all the good information's coming my way or the flash deals of the day or whatever the heck I've subscribed to, but I keep it out of that primary inbox.
Yeah, that way you can for lack of better descriptions separate and segregate that of what needs to be mattered and managed the most and that of which does not. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. And just one last thing, I know we've got another minute, Ron, is, you know, there was a Wall Street Journal story that reported on another study where a couple of companies were able to delete 50%, 50, half of all the email traffic, just by teaching everybody to think twice before sending an email or adding someone to the CC line. And when, you know, they looked at it, it was just a reflection of, if you send less email, you're going to receive less email. And, you know, we all get frustrated when we send someone something and they send one back and then you open it and it's like, thanks.
You know,
right.
Like,
you didn't need to thank me with that email.
Or now that we live in the land and the world of emoticons, right?
Yeah, even worse, smiley face or something of that nature, right?
Yeah, I may have been guilty once or twice, I'll admit.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But, yeah, they said even if we just all pause and think twice, do we really need to send this email, we could cut the email traffic in half.
Yeah. You know, hey, I just got to tell you, while I'm here in studio, I went to unroll.me, put in my Gmail account, and I'm still not even halfway through the ticker, and I'm scared because it's 123 subscriptions is what it, 24, 27, 30. Oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble.
Ron, hey, this is going to change your life, my friend.
Absolutely. That's a great resource. Hey, Kevin, you have just a couple more minutes for one more segment with us?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, a couple more tips. I want to think about, hey, give me one or two when we come back from this break that folks can really use, because I'm already using one of them, unroll.me. Man, I'm at 150 now. Oh, my gosh. All right, hey, we're talking about how to go from overwhelmed and overworked to be productive here on the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
October the 16th, that's a Friday. October the 16th, I'm coming to Pasadena, Texas. First Baptist Church, I can't wait to see you there. Bring your cowboy hat if you have to. Just say it.
Shonda Pierce.
I do have on two pairs of Spanx. I put on one pair, I got a hole. I thought I had a tumor. You know what I mean?
There's no real ladylike way of describing this, is there?
She knows how to be a mom.
You need to move out. Give your mother a break.
And now you have the chance to see Shonda live.
How many firstborn children do you have in here? Anybody firstborn? The oldest in the family? Look at them. One, two. Look at you. So smart. Probably what they mean by thongs. I put a pair of those on 3 weeks ago. I hadn't seen them since.
Shonda Pierce, the Focus on the Funny Tour. It's Friday, October 16th at First Baptist Church, Pasadena. Get your tickets now online at kkht.com.
I'm so excited to be joining you on October the 16th at First Baptist Church in Pasadena. We're going to have a blast. We're going to focus on the funny.
This is Business 1110.
right, if you ain't moving and grooving out there, then maybe you need to get to the doctor, get your heart checked. Get a little rhythm, get a little flow. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. It's always a pleasure to be on the airwaves. We got a great guest today, Kevin Cruz. Kevin, thank you for taking time out of your schedule, putting it on your calendar. Look, I'm listening and I'm learning, right?
I love it.
Hey, I'm glad you didn't drop, delegate, or redesign today. So I appreciate the tips. I've been taking notes, you know, and we've got a quick segment here. So I wanted to come back to you. Appreciate you staying on. What, you know, if you had some parting shots or thoughts to share with people, you know, what would you really want people to know, and also remind folks where they can get your book?
Yeah, you know, Ron, it's amazing. You know, I had the pleasure of talking to all these, you know, as we said, billionaires, millionaires, solopreneurs, and boiling it down to the 15 secrets. But I'm a simple man, and 15 is too many for me to kind of remember and process. So I boiled it down further into a little kind of a system, the core system, and I call it E3C. Now, E stands for energy, and it's purposely in the front, E3C, because it all starts with our energy. You know, if we're half asleep, we're not going to be productive, we're not going to be focused, we're not going to be creative. We need to do the things using food as fuel and sleeping like it's important, all these things to get our energy up. Then the three C's, Ron, stands for capture, calendar, and concentrate. What these ultra-productive people are doing with the capture, they're carrying around a notebook, usually a paper-based one. Sometimes it's on their phone. And they're getting everything out of their head, you know, whether it's a new idea or a calendar appointment or a commitment someone's making them or a to-do item. But if it's a to-do item, they're immediately going to put it onto calendar, which is the second C. And once they do that, you know, it makes it much more realistic that they really will do it. One study said, Ron, that half of the things on our to-do list never, ever even get done. Half. So by putting it on your calendar, you got a better shot of being realistic about doing it. And part of the calendar step is the power of no. I mean, it's when you've got that to-do list, I'll say yeah to that request, put it on the bottom of the to-do list. The power of no is about protecting our time and making sure that calendar reflects those true values we've been talking about. The third C is just concentrate. Most of these people, when they are focused on their most important task, they are in full-out concentration zone. They're shutting off their phone. They're shutting down Facebook, certainly shutting down email. And
they've gotten in the zone.
It's in that zone, in that flow, and they don't want to be distracted.
No, amen to that, amen. Hey, and I love it because in your book, you know, you talk about that. Hey, just got a minute?
That's right.
That's never 1 minute, ever, 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 ever. Well, Kevin, thank you so much. Where can folks learn about your book again?
Thanks, Ron. It's at 15timesecrets.com, 15timesecrets.com.
Outstanding. And if you can learn more, go out to kevincruz.com. That's Kevin, Kevin, Cruz, Cruze.com, where everything that he's working on, we appreciate all you're doing in the engagement area and helping people to be more productive. Kevin, thanks for being a great guest. Thanks for being here on the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Thanks, Ron.
You got it. Have a blessed day, sir. All right, see you. Hey, just like that. More information to help you unleash your career and your business on the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional health care costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term health care. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity,
Seize everything you ever wanted. And that's what we're talking about today. Seizing those opportunities. Take advantage of everything that's given to you to work hard, play hard. But hey, go from being overworked and overwhelmed to being positive and productive. We want to thank our guest today, Kevin Cruz, for revealing secrets on productivity of high achievers, his research that he's done. You can learn more about his book at 15timesecrets.com. That's 15timesecrets.com. Also, that other resource that I'm already on there, hard to believe, I'm looking at it. Hey, it took about two and a half minutes. Unroll.me. Again, unroll.me. 170 subscriptions on my Gmail account that I use regularly. It's like, yeah, we'll be getting rid of some of these. They don't need to be in my inbox. That is for sure. Hey, and ladies and gentlemen, just like that, we brought ourselves to a quick close on today's show. I hope that the information that we've shared has helped you to unleash your career in business. That ultimately is the goal of every show that we put on here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You can always learn more at unleashedradiohour.com. You can also find out how you can be of support. Click on that Listener Central, peruse there. We do still have a campaign going on out there on GoFundMe for the show to make sure that we last throughout the rest of this year and into 2016. Hey, we're getting some positive press that's going on out there, some great things that we're doing, the Community Star Award, truly trying to make a difference here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, which brings me to our quote of the week, and it's actually a quote from our guest today, Kevin Cruz, and I think this dials in. It's all over. You know, if you go out and look for quotes from individual, Kevin's got this one out there, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. So again, don't hesitate. Jump over, like the Facebook page, search Unleashed Radio Hour, where we're going to get to that 500 mark as that next milestone. And we're really, really close. We only need like four or five more people to like that page. So here's the quote of the week that I'm going to share from our guest today, Kevin Cruz. Life isn't about getting and having. It's about giving and being. And that is a big part of today. We start talking about being productive. We start talking about dialing in where we spend our time, how we spend our time, on the things that matter most. And I think that quote is every bit apropos and dials into our message today. So again, I want to encourage you to go out, look up his book, 15timesecrets.com. You can learn more. You can get in touch. Make sure you go out and find his book on any of the retailers or on his website, again, at 15timesecrets.com. And just like that, we've come to another close of the Unleashed Radio Hour. As always, it is an honor. It is a privilege. It is my duty to serve and to be of service to you, our listeners. We thank you for listening into the show today. Hey, dial in next week. Go to learn more about the Unleashed Radio Hour. Oh, hey, and if you missed a show, we missed you. They're all on the podcast. We'll get this one up as soon as possible. And again, we thank you for listening. And until next week, see ya.